Negotiations on more COVID financial relief have stalled in Washington tonight amid signs that the economic recovery has stalled as the virus surges again. According to the Labor Department, employers added a net of 1.8 million jobs in July. That's far fewer than the previous 2 months. The unemployment rate did fall nearly a full percent to 10.2%, but that is still higher than during the Great Recession. Against that backdrop, White House negotiators and Democratic congressional leaders failed again to agree on a relief package, possibly including federal jobless benefits that expired a week ago. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi met with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. They spoke afterward at the Capitol.
We're asking them, again, to be fair, to meet us in the middle, not to have a my way or the highway attitude, which they seem to have.
Anyway, but I've told them, come back when you are ready to give us a higher number.
We will continue to try to get an agreement that's in the best interest of the people, and that's why we're here.
But in the meantime, we're going to take executive orders to try to alleviate some of the pain that people are experiencing. This is not a perfect answer. We'll be the first ones to say that, but it is all that we can do.
And here with the latest on these negotiations are our own Lisa Desjardins and Yamiche Alcindor. So hello to both of you, and Lisa, to you first. What is known about what they actually were able to negotiate or discuss behind closed doors, and what do we know about what the main sticking points are?
Right. A little bit more on what you just reported, Judy. Democrats offered to take down their offer about $1 trillion to the $2 trillion area, let's say. But Republicans said that really what Democrats were doing was changing the timeline of spending. Some spending that Democrats wanted to have for 2 years, they wanted 3 years, and Democrats were moving it to 2 years. Essentially, Judy, Republicans said they don't think it's real money. They didn't see a real change in sort of the items that Democrats were asking for. Nonetheless, Democrats said they've made what they believe is a good faith offer. They are now waiting for Republicans to make the next move.
And Yamiche, we heard the White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows say that the president is prepared to take action unilaterally on his own. What is known about how the White House sees the way forward now?
Well, the White House has taken the stance that Democrats are not taking these negotiations seriously. That, of course, is something that Democrats disagree with. I want to read to you a tweet that the president sent just in the last hour. He wrote, "Pelosi and Schumer are only interested in bailout money for poorly run Democrat cities and states. Nothing to do with the virus. Want $1 trillion, no interest. We are going a different way." That different way, Judy, is the executive action that you just alluded to. The president, I'm told from White House officials, is looking at several different options, including a payroll tax initiative, something to do with student loans, some sort of movement on unemployment benefits, as well as some sort of movement on eviction protections. Today was a self-imposed deadline for the White House to move forward on its own and look only to doing executive actions. I should note that the White House is saying that they feel like they're going to be on firm legal ground when it comes to this executive order, but Democrats disagree and say a lot of the things that the president wants to do, he simply cannot do only by executive order.